With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Christians all around the nation say it was great hearing President Trump participating in a marathon Bible reading event Tuesday. It was live streamed from the Museum of the Bible in Washington. The president's appearance by video was recorded in the Oval Office and included 12 verses from 2 Chronicles.
Then will I pluck them up from the roots out of my land which I have given them, and this house which I have sanctified for my name will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among nations.
Well, the president is extending the ceasefire in the war with Iran until such time as their leaders and representatives can come up with a unified proposal. Senior fellow at the Middle East Institute, Jason Campbell, says the United States and Iran left Pakistan without a firm date and or time for the next round of talks.
So there really hasn't been a lot of progress on one, what is the shared list of priority topics to be discussed in these talks? And two, you know, what are the no kidding red lines and sort of the nice to haves for both sides?
Well, the president's nominee to chair the Federal Reserve says he never promised the White House he would cut interest rates, even as the president renewed his calls for the central bank to do so. Kevin Warsh is a top former Fed official whom the president named in January to replace Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Southern Poverty Law Center says it's the subject of a Justice Department criminal probe and facing possible charges that over the use of paid informants to infiltrate a number of extremist groups. This is SRN News. Parents are worried about social media. Michael Harrington explains why.
The Pew Research Center has released a new report that indicates a lot of moms and dads wish their teenagers didn't spend so much time on TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, and other platforms. The poll finds many parents think it harms their kids' mental health. Other studies have shown that social media is a largely unregulated space where adolescents can be exposed to pornography, sex trafficking, and other dangers without parental supervision. Michael Harrington reporting.
The American Library Association releasing its annual list of books most challenged at the country's libraries. Vast majority of them either promote the LGBT lifestyle or include porn content unsuitable for youngsters. Among the books most often challenged, Maya Kabaibo's graphic memoir that has been titled, quote, Gender Queer. This is SRN News. The FAA says it will upgrade outdated air traffic and safety systems in just 3 years.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy gave an update after Congress approved $12.5 billion to get it started.
Our people deserve the most technologically advanced air traffic control system, and that's what we are going to deliver.
If it's successful, the overhaul would cut down on delays and cancellations and add more capacity, replacing aging radars, radios, and networks, while adding surface awareness systems at 200 airports.
It's a big project, and we're going to make sure that we keep the airspace safe as we do an incredible overhaul.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Supreme Court seems wary of limiting the power of federal regulators in a case over multi-million-dollar penalties levied against Verizon and AT&T. Cell companies appealed the justices after the FCC found they sold customers data without proper safeguards. SRNnews.com.